You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
The views and opinions of the following program is not necessarily those of WOKB, staff, and management of Unity Broadcasting.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. This is a live broadcast. We're on the radio. And if you're listening to this show all over the United States and Canada, you can hear us loud and clear. We even have folks, believe it or not, listening to in Greece because they write to us.
Folks, Egypt.
Yeah, Egypt too. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're out there, we'd love to hear from you. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You know, folks, let me explain you something so you'll understand a little bit where I am coming from, your host. I started this radio show more than 6 years ago. I started with the idea that sighted people should know more about us, the blind community. I wanted the sighted people to know that the blind folks like us can do more than we have just with our eyes. Yeah, we might be missing our eyes, can't see, but we can do many other things. Some of us are hosts on radio shows. Some of us are lawyers. Some of us, believe it or not, are doctors. Some of us are engineers. Some of us are, well, I even know some cooks.
You're going to meet one.
Yes.
Well, not, you're going to
later on.
Meet her again.
Yeah. But there's many, many folks that do many things that are visually impaired and blind. Writers. They do many things. The show was started to get to know one another. One of the things I'm very proud of, and I'll tell you what that is, besides entertaining you, getting jobs, educate, but the biggest thing I'm so proud of is our show is so diverse. This is a radio show that, like none other, we have folks that are, let's just say this way, we have folks that are black, white, Asian, folks that are from the Caribbean, folks all over with different nationalities. No radio show can tell us like that. We have so many folks that have so many different nationalities. Because one of the things you are, when we are visually impaired and blind, as far as I know, as a blind person, we don't discriminate. We may discriminate against stupidity or ignorance. But other than that, we don't discriminate against color, religion. Yes, we don't talk about religion on this radio show. We don't talk about politics on this radio show. The two things we don't talk about on this show is politics and religion. Because I feel
that makes us all the same, Michael.
That
makes
what?
Us all
politics
the same.
Without, that's right.
Without the politics and religion, we're all the same. Everybody's
because
equal.
There's so many other shows that have that. They have sports. They have every show up there. So this show, well, it's, we talk about everything other than. Because as I said before many times, when I was sighted, the first 65 years of my life, I was sighted. And I didn't know a blind person. I said the only person I ever met that was blind was Stevie Wonder when I was 12. A long time ago. So I felt we needed a show. And that's why we're happy to say we're the only commercial radio show in the country for the visually impaired and blind, heard all over the place, the United States, Canada, all over. And that's why they tell us we have more than a million listeners, because people, they tell us, like the show, even though they don't like me, maybe, but they like the show. So if you would like to write to us, add to the show if you got something to say. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you, whether you're sighted, whether you're vision impaired or blind. We'd like to hear from you if you have something to say. Gary, want something to add to it? What I'm saying right now, you want to add something to it? What I'm saying right now?
I'll just say something you just mentioned, that whether they don't like you or whatever, but the show's successful, you know, because they keep coming back and listening. There was one other person that they hated so much, and he's so successful, and he's worth over $650 million, I think, now. That's Howard Stern. A lot of people didn't like him, but they turned the station every week to listen to him, or every day, I mean. Am I right, Michael?
Yeah, well, all I can say is this way. What you hear, Gary can tell you, my other co-host can tell you, what you hear is what you get. I'm real.
Absolutely.
I tell it as it is. I tell you when I make mistakes, which I screw up all the time, which I do. And the point that I'm saying is this way. We tell it as it is. So being blind, I lost my sight. But the point is, thank God I have my wife who's sighted, Lynn, who sits next to me. And she said, doll, I can't begin to tell you how wonderful she is to me. I only wish my mother was around to tell my mother would be telling my wife that's how well she's doing taking care of me, because not only is she a great wife, but she's a great nurse to me. She's everything to me. I'm very fortunate to have all you folks listen to this radio show. I love that you're listening to our show. And if you have anything to add, if you would like to add to the show, I'd love to hear from you. Call in. I'd love to know my listeners. I'd love to hear. Please call in 407-894-1680, especially our new listeners. Love to hear from you. We're going to have more trivia later in the show.
Well, I suggest you do it now very quickly, because we have two guest callers back to back before we go off the air.
Okay. So 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. If you have something to say, maybe you can even call in to say you like the show. That would be nice. I'd like to hear somebody who likes the show.
If you want to do the trivia, you should do it now.
What? You want to do the trivia now?
We have two guest callers back.
You want to do it later?
You won't have time.
Oh. Glenn, we're doing the third trivia right now. Trivia time. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Searching for the kind of love that we possessed. Some go on searching their whole life through and never find the love I found in you. And when I speak of you, I see envy in other men's eyes, and I'm well aware of what's on their mind. They pretend to be my friend.
Singing this song, 407-894-680. Okay, Glenn. So who is singing the song, 407-894-1680? Who is singing that song, 407-894-1680? Who is singing that song?
Mike, we have a couple minutes before we go to break. I just wanted to tell everybody, I learned that May is National Melanoma Cancer Awareness Month. So tomorrow is actually Melanoma Monday. That's a crazy name, but that's what it is. So just wanted to remind everybody, if you're going to be outside, you know, don't forget to put your sunscreen on.
And if you don't have much hair, wear a hat, please. No joke. My brother got skin cancer all over his body. He had stitches all over it.
It
can kill you, by the way. No joke.
That size of a quarter taken out of my chin.
No kidding. How long ago? Not recently.
No, it's back. Huh?
From the sun?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They always talk about the son. They always talk about the son, but they never talk about the daughter. And why? I don't know why that is. They always talk about the son.
That song, Glenn?
Yeah, somebody called Christine from Jasper. For Jupiter, I'm sorry. From Jupiter, Florida.
Jupiter.
What's the name?
Yeah, it's Palm Beach. Christine.
Yes, it is.
Christine.
Hi,
oh, Christine from Jupiter.
Hey,
the
Christine.
Duo.
Hey, Christine.
Earlier.
Have 1 minute.
Who's singing it?
The Four Tops.
All right, Christine.
Christine, you can win yourself a $10 kick card from Subway.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The Four Tops.
Well, thank you for calling in, Christine.
Thank you, Christine.
Go to break. We got a busy half hour.
Leave your name and address. We can send you a $10 gift card for Subway.
What did you say?
Okay, I'll leave hang on the line. $10. Thank you.
You're welcome, Christine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Bon Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up, Lynn.
Okie dokie. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome for the first time on our show, Chad Foster. And if you don't know Chad is a high-impact speaker. We'll learn more about that. And he's also the author of his own book called Blind Ambition.
and he was kind enough to send us a CD of the book. Welcome.
Welcome, Chad. Welcome.
Thank you both. I appreciate the opportunity to sit down with you and have a conversation, so thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I got to tell you something before we begin, Chad. Gary.
Gary knows.
Gary.
Gary loves to listen to books.
You have to attest to what I'm going to say. Okay. Chad, I can tell you right now, Gary will not believe my statement to you because he'll know that I'm telling you the truth. I'm not a reader, number one. And these days I'm feeling the way I do. I don't have patience to do anything because I've been in bed sleeping most of the time because I'm in so much pain.
Yeah.
But the point is, I read your first chapter. I thought it was great. And I'm going to keep on reading when I get a chance. But it was very interesting. It was very interesting. I got enjoyment from the first chapter. I loved it. And
phenomenal.
That's like a first, because Guy will say, I don't read.
No, he don't read.
That's great. That's great. And I appreciate you saying that, Michael. And I appreciate the kind sentiment. And obviously, a big part of the reason why I wanted to write the book is, you know, I had a bit of a unique journey, like a lot of folks listening here on the radio. And, you know, growing up, I could see okay, played sports. I have retinitis pigmentosa. So I played sports, drove a car, was really active, played football, basketball, soccer, and wrestling. But I went blind in college due to an inherited eye disease, RP, retinitis pigmentosa. And despite that, I went on to have some success in the business world, you know, moved up the corporate ladder, you know, and ended up having to relearn how to learn in college. I was a visual learner. Turned out I was a better blind student than I was a sighted student. So I ended up making straight A's in the dean's list and went on to work for a top consulting company and started pushing myself through the technology space and didn't really think much of it. Always had people tell me that I inspired them for whatever reason. I wasn't really sure why. I was just doing what I had to do to get by. And then later on, I started realizing that, you know, there's something unusual here. I'm happier and I'm more successful than before when I could see, which is just kind of unusual, I think, to live a happier life without eyesight than with it. And started noticing that at the companies I was at, I was in the top, you know, half or 1% of the employees there. So I was performing at a high level. And I started really trying to reflect on what got me there. And there was a big inflection point that happened, and we can get into that here in a little bit. But a big inflection point happened when a company I was at, you know, they were really pleased with what I had done for them. I brought in over $45 billion of contracts for them. And they said, hey, you've really helped us out a lot. What can we do for you? And for some crazy reason, I said, send me to Harvard. And for some crazier reason, they said, okay. So they did. They sent me there. And I was taking a class there about authentic leadership with Bill George. He was a professor, senior fellow there, former CEO of Medtronic, large medical supply, world's largest medical supply company. And it hit me that, you know what, I wasn't doing enough. There's more that I needed to do. And if I could use the lessons that I've learned throughout my life to help other people, it would actually make going blind worth it, which is a really bizarre thing to say and think at that point in time. But it was really something that was poignant at that time. I was elected then as the graduating speaker for that class. And I ended up delivering a message that affected many of the people there, but it affected me more so than it did them, because I saw for the first time just how much I could help folks if I were to share those lessons with people. And so that became now my story has been the inspiration for an opera that's being commissioned by the Atlanta Opera. And now that became the foundation, obviously, of the book that you mentioned here in the introduction. And that's a lot of what I talk about when I give motivational presentations. And I also conduct resilience workshops for corporate leadership teams.
Wow. So you're a busy man.
I've got a few things going on, yeah.
How long did it take you to put together to write the book, Blind Ambition?
You know, it's been an idea in my head incubating for a long time, but actually sitting down and putting pen to paper, it really didn't take that long to write. I had some help, of course, from the publisher and the editors and that type. So pen to paper, maybe 4 to 6 months.
That's all? Wow.
Yeah, but the you know, the proposal process, we did a proposal with my agent, and then we shopped it around to the publishers, and that process took about, you know, 4 to 6 months. It was about an 80-page document we put together, and then that became the basis, obviously, for the book. And then we finished writing the book in a 6-month process. Then it takes about another 6 to 9 months to get it out to market because they have to get everything ready, all of the marketing and different channels and routes to market and things like that.
How many pages in your book?
I think there's about 240 pages. You know, in the Word document, when I wrote it, it was only about, I think it was about 150, but when you take it to the different font and different page size, I think it translated into about 240, altogether about 55,000 words. But if you get it on Audible, I think you can read it in about 6 hours. It's a 6-hour read, so it's not too long in the chair.
So, Chad, you should know that Gary's got RP, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got RP. Yeah, I sure do. And our other co-host, Sheila Young, has RP.
All right.
There's a lot of people listening to this radio show right now that have RP.
It's definitely an interesting journey, right? Because it just, like they told me, told my parents, you know, I was 3 years old when I was diagnosed, and they told my parents that, you know, your son may very well go blind at some point. But, you know, when you're 14 and 15 years old and you're playing basketball and driving cars, you're invincible, right? You just don't ever think it's going to happen to you. But then in college, when it did go out completely in college, you know, many of the people listening to this have felt that feeling. You just, you know, you feel sort of, well, at least I did. I felt embarrassed. I felt ashamed. I felt hopeless. Yeah. Felt like, you know what, I didn't sign up for this. You know, we ask kids all the time, what do you want to be when you grow up? And none of them said they want to be a blind person, you know?
So
a little tongue-in-cheek, but you have to figure out at some point how you can make your situation look good, right? You got to figure out how you can make blind look good. And if you can't figure that out, if you can at least reimagine what your vision of greatness is for yourself in your unchangeable circumstances, the odds of you moving towards acceptance are not very good. And so I learned sort of the firsthand and the hard way about having to reimagine my self-identity, right? I was going to college. I wanted to go into the medical field. And so I saw myself as someone eager to make a difference in the world and helping other people. And then I wasn't even sure if I could help myself. That's a tough pill to swallow when you're, you know, 18, 20, 22 years old, all of a sudden everybody's trying to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. And here I was, I wasn't even sure what I could be when I grew up. And so eventually I ended up getting to that tipping point in my life where I learned that I would have to figure out how to make the best of the situation and reimagine my vision of greatness for myself. And that happened to me when I went to actually get my first guide dog. I went to Leader Dogs for the Blind. And I was there, I walked in with this woe is me mentality. Felt like a victim, you know, why me? And it was a tough period for me. And then I started getting to know the people around me in the class. Some of them had mental impairments and they were blind. Some of them were on dialysis because they had diabetes that robbed them of their eyesight. And then there were others who were deaf and blind, and they were getting a dog to be independent. And here I was, had 23 years of eyesight, all of my hearing and kidney function. And despite some questionable decisions in my youth, all of my cognitive faculties. But living with these people for 26 days forever reshaped my perception on life. That's when I learned probably the most valuable lesson in my life, and that's happiness is not a feeling. It's not an emotion. It's a decision that we choose to make every single day. We can either choose to deliberately frame our perception or allow the circumstances of our lives to determine our happiness for us. So that was one of the biggest lessons that I've ever learned, and I feel very fortunate to have learned it. Had to pay a heavy price to learn it, like a lot of us did. But, you know, I found over the course of my life that for me, blindness was the beautiful gift that came disguised in some really terrible wrapping paper.
Now, what I'm going to go along with what you said. I feel the same way in many ways, shapes, or form. What you just said is true for me, because when I was sighted most of my life, I was traveling all the time, never home.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I were apart only 3 days together. We were usually 3 days. Usually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was the only time we were together. From Monday to Thursday, I was on the road all the time. And I used to travel from Florida to New York every week. Yep. And then go to China. Be traveling all over the country. And I never had time to be with my wife and kids. Yep. And when I went blind, completely changed. Started spending a lot of time with my wife. And it's amazing, though, in the business world, back then, when I went blind, back in 08, different world, because what happened back then, I was in the fashion industry, and even though I was good at what we did,
even though I had a great business, the banks, all the powers to be, dismissed me because I couldn't get credit lines, couldn't get a lot of the big things because I was blind.
Man, it's hard to win in the court of public opinion sometimes, isn't it?
Well, because you're blind, you don't know anything. Even though you've been doing the same thing for 40 years, the problem is, I'll never forget, one person said, how many buttons on my suit? And I said, 3. And they said, you're just guessing. I said, well, I figured you have 3 buttons or 4 buttons. That's it. So because the banks wanted to know, how can you see a suit? How do you know fashion if you're blind?
That's just it. Yeah, a lot of people, they don't know what they don't know. And a lot of folks who aren't facing those obstacles don't understand. Like, I talked to Tony Coelho, the former congressman and author of the Americans with Disabilities Act. He's one of the people who endorsed my book. And, you know, he'll often say, how many people in the United States do you find who are eager to pay income tax, right? People who are disabled are eager to pay an income tax because of the stigma facing people with significant disabilities is so great that it makes it hard for them to overcome those stigmas to have an opportunity to pay income taxes. And
absolutely,
it happens all the time, right? We see it in all walks of life. I saw it when I was coming out of college in 2000. You know, some people, I'd walk in and say, oh, this job requires a lot of travel. Well, okay. And, you know, they didn't know that I was perfectly capable of traveling. They just assumed. People just assumed. And that, unfortunately, is what puts us in a lot of situations that aren't quite as favorable when we assume what the other person's capable of. And I'm the first person to tell you, none of us can let other people tell us what any of us are capable of. The only person who might have an idea as to what they're capable of is you. And the truth is, you probably don't even know what you're capable of. I probably don't even know what I'm capable of. We don't give ourselves enough credit, in my opinion.
Well, what's fortunate for you is you're a little bit younger than me, but when I spent 8 years in the Navy as a heavy equipment operator, then I was losing my sight, they put me out. And then I got out, and I didn't know what to do anymore. I wanted to do something, so I had a school. It took me to 20 till I graduated because I didn't like school. Well, then I wound up going to college. And in 3.5 years, I got my bachelor's in business administration in the 80s. But you know what? Nobody would hire me because I couldn't read notes. I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that. But with today's capabilities of all this computer stuff and everything else, they have an opportunity. But I went through college and then I couldn't use it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing about nowadays with the advent of, obviously, the internet. You know, as I was coming out of college, the internet was lifting off, a services-based economy was paving away. There was a lot of tools available, technology, and now we have smartphones and connected devices. And if you can get something running off of the iOS iPhone platform, chances are you can access it, whether it's a kitchen appliance or a home theater device or a car or a thermostat or whatever the case may be. It unlocks a lot of opportunity to just make day-to-day life a lot easier. Now, obviously, that also translates into the workforce, too. Technology's better than it was back then, and that's kind of what I've done as well. I ended up learning how to write code to make my own software accessible, so I taught myself how to write JavaScript code so that I could do my job more effectively. Ended up doing that as a consultant for a while, and then Oracle found out they didn't think one of their applications, Siebel, CRM system, could be made accessible, Siebel Hybrid Activity Framework. So they, after I introduced them to a client of mine who'd been using it for the last 2 years, they started referring business my way. So I did that for a little bit of I'd say about, 5 or 6 years as a hobby. But I was forced into the technology space, but it was an option given where software was, given where hardware was at the time. And I ended up, I was a kind of a finance person, business management major, but ended up having to really learn the technology because I was so dependent on it. And I realized, hey, this thing is my gateway. If I can learn that, then it'll unlock a lot of opportunities.
Chad, how can the folks get your book? Tell them how they get your book.
Yeah, if they go to chadefoster.com, they can find all the links. It's available on Amazon, in Kindle, and hardcover, and It's on audible.com.
And the book's called Blind Ambition?
Yeah, Blind Ambition, How to Go from Victim to Visionary. And it's at their favorite retailer. If they go to Barnes & Noble or Apple Books or wherever, their favorite retailer, it will be there.
Okay, well, very nice to meet you, Chad. You really are an inspiration. You really paved your own way. That's terrific.
Well, thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words, and I appreciate the opportunity. Again, if folks have questions, they can reach out to me directly, too. They can connect to me through my website, which is
chad.com. Have to have you back.
We'll have to have you back again when it's not so rushed.
Understood. Thank you all. I appreciate it.
All right. Hope
thank you
for listening to the show.
Be well and be safe.
Absolutely. Cheers to you all.
Take care, Chad. Good night. All right, Glenn, we're
going to go to break. We're going to go to break, Glenn. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
AbleDocs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We've got a few more minutes to entertain you. Hope you stay tuned and listen to us, because you're going to learn something really cool. Go ahead, Lynn. Introduce
us. All right. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back 4 years later.
And that's the truth. Our friend Flo Walsh. And Flo is the owner and operator of Blind Side of Cooking with Flo. And she is something else, let me tell you. So welcome, Flo. It's back on the air.
Good evening, welcome, Flo. Michael and Gary.
Thank you. And we were talking off the air, and I said, you know what? Why don't you tell a little bit about yourself before we get into the cooking with Gary, okay?
All right.
That's a good story.
Oh, I'd like to know.
Because what I said to you off the air, well, I asked you off the air is, how do you keep such a positive attitude? You said things have changed. You were on in 2017 on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yes.
You said a lot of things have happened.
So yes.
Why did you tell us briefly, you know, in a nutshell, and then we can go into your business of cooking.
Yeah, in a nutshell, I have had a stroke. And then in 2018, I had to have a craniotomy because my cerebral aneurysm was opening back up. So they had to do that. And that took me about a month to recover from, or even longer. And then, well, in between that time, I had a granddaughter.
Well, congratulations.
Yay. Yeah.
And what's her name?
Her name is Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Charlie.
That's
cute.
Yeah. Yes. She's adorable, I think. But then she's my daughter.
Right.
I have two grown men who live in Orlando, Florida. Those are my boys. I'm originally from New Jersey, and I raised my children in Orlando, Florida. So I lived there for 32 years.
Oh, okay.
Where in Orlando did you live?
Down off of Fern Creek in Michigan area.
Okay, I know
kind
Michigan.
Kind of like Haley Elementary.
Oh, way down there, yeah, off of I-4. Yeah. Yep.
Yes, it used to be Haley Elementary. It's not there anymore.
Where are you from in New Jersey?
A town called Roselle, near Roselle Park.
Well, guess what? I used to live there, so I know the town Roselle. It's next to Linden.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I grew up in Roselle.
It's a small world after all. So tell us more, Flo.
Well, I love to cook. You know, I applied when I lived in Orlando. I had gone to DBS to apply for jobs, and they wanted me to roll silverware for a living. I'm not doing that. I like to cook. I'm sorry. I like to just get my hands in there and cook.
Now, I'm laughing because what you said about the silverware, that used to be a thorn in Michael's side when he was looking for a job when he first left the site, and that's what they wanted to offer. Go wrap silverware in a napkin in the restaurant. Remember, Michael? Like, what?
It's just ridiculous, I think. You know, we can do a lot more than that.
Right.
You know, so I decided I'm going to create a cooking page on Facebook just to give myself something to do. And of course, my boys were younger too, so I had to cook for them. So now, in 2014, that's when I started the cooking page, The Blind Side of Cooking with Flo. And now I have over 600 followers on it.
Very nice. Well, everything looks delicious that you're making. About that pizza, remember?
Yes. Yes. I made a Reuben pizza.
Oh, a Reuben pizza with corned beef?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
A rye bread dough. I made the dough in my bread machine. And then what I did, pulled it out and then put it on a pizza pan and then added the toppings that you would normally put on a Reuben, thin island, and I use that as the sauce. And then sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and corned beef, and I baked it in the oven. It was so good. I got to enjoy it all by myself.
Flo, on the subject of pizza, I have to tell you what you wrote on Facebook the other day was the funniest thing. You were going to order pizza, right?
Yes.
And you were in a mood for a couple of slices of pizza, and then you remembered you had a couple of slices in the freezer, so you didn't have to order any more pizza.
That's
that
right.
So
it saved me
$30.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So tell us more. Talk to Gary. He's the chef here too. So
what do you know?
Pardon?
What do you like to cook, Gary?
Well, I cook on a grill. I do steaks on a grill. I do pork chops on a grill. I've been make my own homemade spaghetti sauce. I make chili. I dabbled in it all. I'm getting a little older right now, but I'm starting to slow down and cooking. somebody else cook for me, But and I want to give a little plug here right now. I don't know if you have yet or not, but I have just received for a birthday present a Power XL smokeless grill.
No.
Dynamite. Dynamite. Is plugging in. It's in your kitchen.
Yeah, I have the Cuisinart indoor grill. It's a panini griddle grill thing. It's a multi one. I have that one. But the
it's nice. We got cold weather down here in Florida, and sometimes, I just don't want to go outside. I just go ahead and cook it, right in the house. It's not that big, but it's big enough to put a few steaks on.
That's right.
It's a good little grill.
Gary, tell Flo how you know when the meat is done. See if she does the same thing.
I do a lot of my meat telling is when I listen to the sizzling.
Yeah.
The sizzling a whole lot, you got a lot of juice in there. When it gets down to just where I want it, I got a little, because I like it about medium well, and I listen to it and hear it. Just sizzling just a little bit there, and I know to take it off then. Or you can do by touch. If you put your finger on it, push down. If it bounces back, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I use a meat thermometer, too, a talking one. I love it.
I got one of those, but I just want to check the temperature in the swimming pool. Put it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flo, do you use the level indicator of the liquid in a
Yeah, liquid level indicator.
No.
You do that for a cup of coffee.
I don't even own one.
No.
It's an LLI.
I pour my coffee over the sink. So this way.
There you go. That's an easy way.
You need to get the liquid level indicator, LLI. It beeps off. It gives you enough room to put your little cream in or whatever, I always use one of those.
Just me. I stick my finger in.
Then you burn your finger.
Flo, give us a simple recipe for our blind and VI listeners out there, or any our sighted listeners too, because everything you make looks so delicious. And then you said you had a little something for Mother's Day, I thought you said. A cake recipe?
Well, I'm going to make for Mother's Day for myself a pear and apple crisp.
Oh, that's what it was, pear and apple crisp.
Yes. What you do is, and this would be for four people, you need two apples and two pears peeled, or cored, peeled, and cubed. And then you mix it with 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 cup of brown sugar. Mix all that together, and you put it in an 8x8 pan. Make sure you butter or spray the pan first. I use a glass pan. And then for the topping, you want to use 1/4 cup of flour. I use almond flour. 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 1/4 cup of rolled oats, and don't forget the butter. You need, I would say, 4 tablespoons of hard butter, and you want to mix that all up to make it a crumbled topping. And then you sprinkle it over the pear and apple crisp, and you can put nuts in it as well if you want.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
And I got one.
Wait,
Gary, one sec. How long do you bake it for?
I put it in for... Because my oven is, if it's the big oven, I put it in for 350 for about a half an hour.
Yep.
Apples are tender.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made something similar to that with rhubarb, a strawberry rhubarb. Yeah, that's delicious. What were you going to say,
Gary? I got one similar to that. That's a dump cake. I call it a dump cake. And you take the glass tin like you got, and a glass pan, and then you spray it or put a little around the edges, oil, grease, and then you go ahead and get Comstock, Jiffy Yellow Cake, Comstock cherry or apple, whatever they have, dump that in the bottom, Jiffy Yellow cake mix. Open it up, dump it over the top of that, and don't mix it in. Just leave it right on top of that. Then take 3 big tablespoons of butter on the very top of that and cook it for a half hour on 350.
That sounds good. I do the same thing with, like, the Jiffy cornbread mix and chili. And I make it like a chili cornbread bake, I call it.
Oh, that sounds good. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, we'd like that.
When you make chili, you can just pour some in a baking dish and then mix up, you know, make a cornbread mix or from scratch if you want, and then pour it over the chili. And you can throw cheddar cheese on that or jalapenos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And bake it in the oven for 350 until the cornbread's golden brown.
Gary, why don't you make that for me?
What's that? Yeah.
That sounds
good. But you notice everything's at 350. Yeah. Everything's about 350 degrees an hour.
Yeah, my oven, I do 350 because I don't have any beeps to go up. I live in an apartment, and it's not, the oven things are not accessible, so I have a dot on there, which one I know to turn the oven on, and which one's the light, and which one's to turn it off. And that's all I do. So everything I bake at 350.
You're the 350 lady.
Well, you know, Lynn, I was just thinking of something that people out there listening, you're talking to blind people, totally
that's
blind.
Right.
And you go, well, how do you know when it's at 350? Right?
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people ask me that. I just take straight up and down. I turn it to the left and bring it down to 6 o'clock, and that's 350.
I can't do that. See, with our oven, though, it's digital. What is yours, Flo?
Mine's digital as well.
How do you do that?
When I moved into the apartment, my brother had said it. Hi, Henry, if he's listening. He had set it for 350 for me, so now all I have to do is turn it on and off.
Oh.
There you go.
I didn't know you could do that. How do you lock it into 350? I didn't know you could do that.
It's automatic. Oh, any oven is automatically at 350.
Oh, right. That's right. When you preheat it, you're right. It's all automatic 350. You're right. Yeah.
Correct.
So tell everybody before we say goodnight, it's getting late. We'll have you back on again. Don't worry.
Yeah,
about
nice talking to you.
Okay.
You'll tell us a different recipe all the time. That'll be fun. So tell everybody how to find you on Facebook.
You can go to The Blind Side of Cooking with Flo, my Facebook page, and I also have a group that you're more than welcome to join. Don't put up with the drama in the group or on the page, and if you cause any of that, you get kicked out.
You get booted.
Lynn, I'm going to be making that pizza recipe this week for the zucchini pizza bite.
I told you, light on the cheese for me, please.
Yes, ma'am.
You're done.
I picked up all the ingredients so I could do that. I was like, oh, God.
Okay. So everybody go to Facebook and look for The Blind Side of Cooking with Flo. You're going to love it. And we loved having you on, Flo, really and truly.
Thank you. And good night, everyone.
And happy Mother's Day.
Good night, Flo.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Michael.
Yeah, for those folks who are just listening.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Flo.
That was fun.
Now, for the sight of folks listening, you're talking about two blind folks. Gary's totally blind. Young lady Flo is totally blind. So you're listening. Sighted folks, blind folks can do a lot of things. Cook, lawyers, a lot of different things we do. That's why we have the radio show. So you can learn what we can do. I hope you like the show. We try to have fun.
What did I do one time, Michael? I got your nephew to learn how to cook on my grill.
My grandson.
I'm sorry.
And now he's professional cook.
Help me. Yeah, he's a professional cook. And he learned off of blind man. And I took him out to the grill and I said, "You help me do these hamburgers. I'll show you what to do." And he did it. And he wanted to go into
cooking. And after you, he went to culinary school. And after that, he works for
Ted Turner's
restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia.
It's a chain of restaurant. I can't think of the name of it.
It's called Turner something.
Yeah. Look at all the things he's
a cook.
Today.
He cooks hamburgers and steaks. Got it from Gary.
Today. Like Keystone and relocating, they give you a $1,500 sign-on bonus. We learned from Chad how he turned his life around, Chad Foster, and listened to Flo. All these positive people.
And, folks, if you'd like to call in, like I see people saying, you're more than welcome to call in and talk. Like to hear from you. Really would. You folks in Pennsylvania, you people in Chicago, people all over New York, call us. Like to hear from you. You can even call up and say, you like the show. That'd be nice.
You know, it's really cool.
407-894-1680. Wait a second, Gary. Wait a second.
Yeah.
407-894-1680. That's the phone number. And you can write to us, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. What do you want to say, Gary?
I was just saying, what really thrills us is somebody's listening in another country to give us a call. Say, hey, I'm here. That's really cool. We love that.
Right. Or you can write to us, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You know, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
You know what's something funny? You know what today is also? And talking about making, taking lemons and doing what? With people who are positive thinkers. Today is National Lemonade Day.
Lemonade?
Yeah, taking lemons and making something delicious out of it. Lemonade. Yep.
Oh, I love lemonade.
Taking a negative and turning it into a positive. I would like to take this moment to do my show wrap-up, and then you guys can take us off with Glenn. Join us next Sunday, May 9th. It's time for the Mother's Special again with co-host Sheila Young. We've been doing this for years and years and years. Sheila's always a co-host on the Mother, because Mother's Day is on Sunday, and we're on Sunday. And Lee Nassahi is going to spare a few minutes with us on Mother's Day. I almost fainted when she said yes. Lee is the president and CEO of Vision Serve Alliance. And we will be meeting Olea Landa Villard, who is the director of the APH as an American Print House, APH Connect Center, and Elizabeth Barkovetsky. She will be telling us all about the new, it's called the Diabetes App. You don't want to miss that. Learning how to control your diabetes with this app. So what a busy show next Sunday. How about you, Glenn? Did you learn anything tonight?
I learned a whole lot. It was a great show tonight. Love it. Great show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Is Carter there?
Carter is here now.
Hi, Carter.
Hey, Carter.
Hello, guys.
And don't
guys
forget,
doing?
Everybody, to stay tuned and listen to Carter.
That's right.
Carter's got some beautiful music coming up.
Angela, thank you so much for answering the phone, Angela. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you, Angela.
Chris, I know you're sleeping, but maybe you turned us on for a minute. And thank you, Angela. We're thinking about you, Chris, and hope you get better.
Yeah, we are. Get better, buddy.
All right.
And folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Thanks for listening to the show. Thank you, Gary, for coming on.
Sure thing. Sure.
And thank you, Glenn.
And Miss Green says the show is
Angela. And Miss Green said that's enough. She wants to eat.
I got to say one thing, Michael. If you haven't got your shot, please go out and get it.
That's right.
We got Lynn and I both got our both shots.
Thank you, Gary, for joining us.
Thanks,
Gary.
Sure thing. Sure thing.
Thank you, Angela.
That's it. Sign off.
Love you all.
Love you all. Take care.
Bye. Ain't no stopping us now.